trivia question for you. Could you, I bet there's no way. I don't think you can get this, Chris Dim. It's country now.
Yeah.
You know the first song ever played on MTV?
I do.
Video Killed the Radio Star.
Yes.
That's pretty well-known music trivia. What's the first country song played on MTV? There, it's a bit of a debate as to which.
Oh, wow.
What's the first country song played on MTV?
Huh.
There was one that was played its opening day.
The first day?
The first day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but people are saying it's not country enough. This song made it to number 22 on the country charts. So some people consider it the first country song played on MTV.
I don't think it would be an Alabama song.
It is not Alabama. It's a female artist.
I have no clue because I thought this was going to be a trick question to be like Lil Nas X.
No,
Cowboy Road or whatever.
No. There was one song played that is considered by some to be the first country song played on MTV.
Not Dwight Twilley.
Female artist.
Female.
Female artist. Solo.
Solo female.
What is that? August of 80.
It's not Barbara Mandrell.
It is not Barbara Mandrell.
I'm trying to think of early 80s country queens.
This is 1981.
Can't be Dolly.
Not Dolly. No, not on the first day.
Jeannie Fricke?
It is not.
I haven't even heard of her.
It is not Jeannie Fricke, and shame on you for not hearing of Jeannie Fricke.
That's your assignment
Fricke.
For today.
That's right. I have zero knowledge of Jeannie Fricke. I'll tell you why you're so stupid for never hearing her. That's what I do. Okay, that's my role here.
It's not Mandrell.
It's not Mandrell.
That, and I said that already?
You said Mandrell.
Well, it can't be Loretta Lynn.
Nope.
She's too honky-tonk for MTV.
Yeah, that's right. But I should have left this for put up or shut. Here's the debate. Is it this song that was played on August 1st, 1981, but is considered more crossover? It was on the country charts. Angel of the Morning by Juice Newton. It was played on day one.
Oh, I never considered this country.
Number 22 on the country charts. Now, I played it at the Kickin' Chicken, which was my first radio station, which was country. We played this.
Yeah, Juice Newton had a foot in both worlds.
She did.
She was on the pop rock radio side, too.
But we played her on Kickin' Chicken. We
really?
Did. Yeah, Juice Newton. Yeah.
All the times I've heard this, I never have thought, oh, that's a country song.
But it feels
it's at the time, it was. This is kind of what country sounded like.
Yeah. It was, yeah.
And she kind of sings with a bit of a twang.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Side note, love it.
Oh, heck yeah.
She had a real good voice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Great song. I just never would have thought.
Is Juice still with us?
Think?
I'll say yes.
Is this in the Deadpool movie?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It is.
Oh, this song is?
Yeah.
Then I'm seeing Deadpool.
Here's why you're an idiot.
Stay with us. I'm getting tired of this, too. Old B.B. Shea came in here yesterday, and he said, have you all seen The Chair Company? And Big said, shut that down.
Don't even put it into the room.
Don't even put it in here. I never heard the words The Chair Company until yesterday when B.B. Shea came in here. Apparently, it's a new comedy on HBO Max.
Yes.
So last night, and Biggie said, don't even. He said,
it's not for you.
It's not for Chris Kelly. He won't. These guys, he's like, they're too old and cynical. They don't get this. It's not going
to
happen.
He's making all the same mistakes I did.
Trying
to bring you all something new. But now I know that some things are just between B.B. Shea and myself.
So, last night, as I'm going off to bed, I turn on HBO Max. Why? To watch Sex and the City. And the first thing that pops up is like, The Chair Company. You must watch The Chair Company. And A-Train said, should we try that? And I said, no. Stupid Biggie already said. And he doesn't know what he's talking about. I said, no. But I will hate watch that. Because I said, not tonight, because I'll fall asleep. But yeah. I will hate watch it and tell him why he's wrong and tell him that I love it. That's what I will do.
My prediction is you will watch the first episode and come in and be dead serious and say, I don't know why that's funny to you all. I know you.
I will spite watch.
I know your humor.
Yeah.
And I know Chris Dim's humor. Mm. And both of you will come in and say, I don't find any of that funny.
Yeah, it's very possible that I could say something like that. Oh, and by the way, they're going up on the price on HBO Max.
They're all doing this. They're nickel and diming us.
Yeah, knocking another $3 up.
Yeah.
I said, if I didn't like Sex and the City so much, if I wasn't watching 30-year-old television shows, I would be very, very angry about it. They've got me now. They've got me under their thumb.
Yeah, you're hooked.
I'm going to keep it. So, okay, here's the debate. So you heard Angel of the Morning by Juice Newton. So many people say, okay, that's the first country song played on MTV. No other country song was played on there until 5 years later in 1986 when Dwight Yoakam's Honky Tonk Man was played on MTV.
I'm a honky tonk man.
Now, this is country.
Oh, that's country.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Can't seem to stop. Love to give the girls a word to the music coming up. So that's the debate. What's the first country song? Juice or Dwight? Juice Newton, by the way, got a Grammy nomination in the pop category for Angel in the Morning in 1981.
Then I would say Dwight.
It's close. I mean, how high on the country chart does Juice have to go before it's considered a country song? She was on 20. She was 22.
Yeah.
I mean, she got on country radio.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. But also on pop.
It's a jam.
Dang, this is a jam.
Oh, yeah. Dwight is awesome.
I know absolutely nothing about Dwight Yoakam. I will school you on him later.
Out of spite.
I was thinking.
Remember, he was in that awesome garage band in Sling Blade.
I thought
never really got off the ground.
Yeah. I thought that's who that was. I was trying to think today.
Yeah, he was the last guy got sliced up by the Kaiser Blade.
Yeah. When I saw this debate, I was like, does Chris didn't like Dwight? He does.
Dwight Yoakam. Yeah, I saw him 20 years ago.
I thought you
fantastic
did.
Fantastic show.
And then I thought, Chris Tim either likes Dwight Yoakam or Lyle Lovett or both.
Both.
And it's both. It is.
Gigantic fan.
And I thought one of them got sliced up in Sling Blade.
Yeah.
It was either Lyle Lovett or Dwight Yoakam. And one of them has had intercourse with Julia Roberts.
Correct.
And that's Lyle Lovett. And that's Lyle Lovett. So I don't. That's.
Yep.
Country.
And you're out.
Country. And I'm that's country music. Okay. There was a woman. Now, I don't know this. She's country also. This is a country music segment. Okay. Her name is Ella Langley, and she had someone pass out at one of her shows. I think she was in Houston 2 nights ago. And when somebody passed out, she started improvising a little song to sing to paramedics to go and get to the person who had passed out. Which was kind of cute. This is, again, this is Ella Langley, country artist.
Hold on, one second. Security, over here. I think there's something over here. I know. Yeah, we're gonna figure it out. Make sure nobody's passing out. In the front row, in the front row. Why don't y'all drink some water? Please drink some water.
Talented.
I like that.
I was like, that's some talent on display right
You better
there.
Hurry. Her eyes are rolling back in her head. She's trying to swallow her tongue.
That's some talent right there.
I like her little statement about water because that's true. Please drink some water, liquor.
Hydrate. Yeah. I think her tour is called like the My First Hangover Tour or something like that. So it is encouraged that you drink there. But there she's like, y'all have some water. And I thought, this is a brilliant country music artist who could just make something up like that.
Have you heard of her? Does she made the Lake playlist? Or
not that I know of.
That's the first I've heard her name.
Me too.
Same.
But a lot of times.
You hear the artist, but you hear the song, but don't know who it is.
Yeah.
I'll be at Barbecue Festival this weekend, and they'll be playing these kinds of things, and I'll say, that sounds great, and everybody will be like, that's Ella Langley, obviously. You know, like, I don't know who they are.
Wow, just, this is the big weekend. Oh,
Barbecue
Hard 75, you could just judge everybody, 100,000 people.
Oh, God, yeah, because you're not going to, you'll be at the festival, but no barbecue will cross your lips.
Let me tell you what I almost
nothing
did.
There.
No, nothing.
Nothing.
Funnel cakes, apples. Oh, caramel apple. Oh, forget it.
No, I'll just point at people and say, why are you eating this?
Nut clusters.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what I almost
snow
did.
Snow cones.
Right.
Cotton candy.
I'm glad I didn't do this, but let me tell you what I almost did yesterday. Sometimes I go on Facebook, all right? It's a new thing for me.
And I haven't heard you mention it in a while.
I took about a week and a half off. And
yeah, that one guy that said he really hated you really bothered you.
That bothers me. He told me that I was the worst person to ever walk the face of the earth. Chris Dim, to his credit, mentioned Pol Pot and Hitler. All right. At the very worst.
And that was just off the top of my head.
I think I'm third at worst, okay? Biggie tried to fight for me and said, there's a lot of people worse than him. And the guy said, I stand by my statement.
Yeah. Yeah, normally people back down a little, but he did not. He did not. It was alarming.
So I was off of it a couple of weeks. But yesterday I'm sitting there bored, you know, whatever. And so I start scrolling a little bit through Facebook. And this guy, do we have to be friends if I see what he's posted? Because he did post something on there, you know, but I don't know.
Yeah, maybe he's on your friends list.
All right. Probably.
So I don't know who he is, but he said, I just stopped by such and such restaurant in Asheboro for lunch. So I thought, well, we must be friends. I don't know his name at all. And his profile picture showed him. Okay. And I could see what he looked like. And he said, I went by this restaurant for lunch and I got a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit with double mayonnaise for lunch. And the egg was terrible, and they left mayonnaise off of it. So I stormed back up there, and I said, you put more mayonnaise on this. I want double mayonnaise, and I want my money back because the egg is terrible. There's not enough bacon, and there's no mayonnaise at all. And so everybody in the comments were like, that's right. That place is no good. They owe you double mayonnaise and that kind of stuff, you know. And then I almost wrote, this may be a sign that you should eat healthier and not eat.
Oh.
I was very close. I typed it out. I was like, you know, friend, I've seen your profile picture. You're overweight. And this probably is a sign to you that you shouldn't be having a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit with double mayonnaise for lunch. Take it as a sign and let's eat healthier.
I'm going to tell you, you're ready for Facebook. Okay.
But you erased, deleted,
did I? The fact that you deleted, you need to wait a little while. But once you start commenting on things, on people you don't know anything about, but you want to interject because you think you somehow have the right to, yeah.
Well, I just said, and this I said, I'm coming from a friendly place. I wrote all of this. I wrote, dear friend, I can see, I don't know you, but I can see from your profile picture, you may be a little overweight. And don't you think maybe this is God's way of telling you, you shouldn't have double mayonnaise on a biscuit at noon.
Don't. Well, I think you're ready.
I said,
I might let you officially let him have solo. It. Yeah.
I said, what about a piece of grilled chicken and a side salad with no dressing?
Once you're watching a recipe video and make a comment, like see something put in the recipe and then that you don't like and go down and say, I don't like garlic, then you're really ready.
How do you think it would have been taken had I, because I did type it out, a pretty good little paragraph there of, I have some suggestions for you, grilled chicken and salad. And not a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit with double mayonnaise from this place. You know, this is God's way of telling you, stop eating like this. You're getting into diabetes and heart attack territory.
Yeah.
Well, the problem is he'll come back at you about something he knows about you.
Oh, okay.
He'd be like, well, once you get your balls out of your wife's purse, I'll start taking you serious.
Right. Yeah.
That's how the Facebook works is comment, comment back, and then the fight.
Well, every comment on there was, you deserve that mayonnaise and you need to get your money back. And then he was like, I did get my money back. And it was all about how the quality of the restaurant. But I was taking it, and this was a friendly suggestion.
Bigger picture.
Bigger picture. Yeah. Look at yourself, look in the mirror, and don't.
Lose some LBs.
Yeah. Lose a few and don't have bacon, egg, cheese, and mayonnaise for lunch.
The key, too, is you have to start with, no offense.
Aha.
You know, that's always too, you know.
Yep.
No offense, but I just want to say that maybe from looking at your profile picture, you shouldn't be eating a double mayonnaise egg bacon biscuit.
Boy, you will unleash hell.
Oh, yeah.
I thought about doing it just to see what might happen, you know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't make that your first official.
I haven't ever posted anything.
No, comment. But I'll tell you, just the fact that you thought about it shows that.
I typed it out.
Yeah, you're ready.
And then I thought, no, I'm not going to do this.
Yeah. It's once the ultimate master goal is when you get in fights under news articles.
Yeah, then I understand all that. But I'm trying to help the man's health. You know, I'm trying to let's try to make you live longer and healthier by laying off double mayonnaise on an afternoon. You know, that was my thing. And, but I did not say it. I decided against, here's another, I know nothing about the man at all. I don't know who it is, nothing. And yet I was there to try and.
I mean, that could be his dad's profile pic.
Oh, I never
know. Sometimes you never know what someone put in a profile.
Right. Page. He may be a triathlete.
It's usually the person, but it's not always.
Is it possible he's a triathlete and eating as a reward for himself a bacon, egg, and cheese with double mayonnaise biscuit?
Yeah.
from the Biscuit Shack.
Unlikely.
Yeah. Yeah. The other thing is you have to be careful because you're a public figure where we list places you'll be, so you could get stabbed.
Oh, yeah.
You know, most times people argue online, they don't know where each other is.
Great point. Great
I mean, you'll say something, and he'll be like, I'll see you in 2 weeks. And you're like, oh, hell.
He'll stab me with a knife coated in double mayonnaise.
Yeah.